Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory,
glory.
Oh,
glory,
glory.
Now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon. It's to stay peaceful, we sing. Our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Yeah, we're going to cry glory. I'm telling y'all, this is just an interesting time. It's just an interesting time. You know, there's no words to express all the things that's going on. It's just now we got to stand in solidarity and see the glory of the Lord definitely come through and shine through. The Soul of Me Speaks, author Miss Unbelievable E. Dot to the K, that's me, proud sponsor of Monster Radio with our podcast on Monsters Radio. Monster U.S. Apparel, where you could just express yourself at this time, get your shirt, express yourself how you feel. Wear Proud, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management. You can hit us up definitely on monstar.com. Tonight's Who's Bumping Who is George Floyd's medical examination by two people. Y'all, I'm just going to put it like that. Floyd coming up, an ex-cop, and then an update on Kanye. Now, y'all know we was talking about some of the things. And when I say update, y'all know I just be like, woo, what next? What's going on? Talk with me. Let me know how y'all feeling about the George Floyd situation. That's our conversation for tonight. Let me know how you feel. Let me know what you see. Let me know how, if you're standing in solidarity with all that's going on, it's a good time to get it off your chest and talk about it. And Monsters Radio, a podcast, Monster Radio, we're definitely want to just definitely say we're standing here. We're here for you guys. We're here to talk Monday through Friday. Tonight's Monster is Monday. Tomorrow's Takeover Tuesday. Wet Wet Wednesday, Karma Cafe, and Friday Night Live. That's your platform to come in, comment, talk with us. Let us woosaw. Let us get it off our chest. Let's talk. Let's interact. This is an interactive podcast, and we're here. On Thursday night, spoken word. I got a new piece coming. Just everything about this situation and how the world is reacting. They're tired. So I'm about to put the Cray and YK Osiris Set Me Free. Y'all, this is Monster is Monday. Let's get it. Let's go.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Praise this on me. Shackles on my feet. They won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this all on me. Pray this all on me.
Let me go. Let me go. I've been going through so much. I swear these people let my go. That's on me. That's on mama's. On my mama, I can't take no more. So miss me with that drama. Get your commas. Get your rest straight. Get your facts straight. Hold me down. I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight. Never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Down for me, down for me. People love me, you was brown for me, brown for me. All that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the hold and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message. Found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons. Tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet. Yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me.
pray these hoes.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
John, featuring Kanye, John Legend, one man can change the world. Here we go. We live, y'all. Monday. Stand in solidarity.
I hope you learn to make it on your own. And if you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope that it's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls that's pretty at everything. $1 million cribs, having $1 million dreams. And when you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing. That one man could change the world. One man could change the world. All I wanted was $100 million and a bad chick. Imagine this, a Muslim nights, it felt like that, I had it. Back on the mattress, staring at the ceiling, try connected, that's where they start making those attachments. I'm talking dreaming so hard, some nights it felt like draft day, you know. My stepbrother used to flip them bags outside the crib like it was trash day. No Kim K, buddy bag, yeah, yeah. But when you're getting fast money, slow down, don't crash. With all the drive in the world, swear you still need gas. Look, think about it. Close your eyes, dream about it. Tell your team about it. Go make $1 million schemes about it. Success is on the way, I feel it in the distance. Used to look up at the stars and be like, ain't too much that's different. I be shining, they be shining. Get your one shot, don't you miss it. What you know by waking up every day like you on a mission? And I hope you learn to make it on your own. And if you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope and it's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls, the pretty and everything. $1 million cribs, having $1 million dreams. And when you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing. One man could change the world. One man could change the world. My grandma told me if you write your name in stone, you'll never get the white out. I grinded out that black hole, then performed up at the White House, standing next to Jim Carrey. We traded stories and laughed. I said, you're not the only one I know got rich wearing masks. Where I'm from, I swear they broke. They need way more than the cash. We need more than what you have, and then we need more than that. But how I'm supposed to say I'm tired if that girl from West Virginia came up in conditions that I couldn't survive? Went to war, came back alive. On top of that, became a female black captain. When being black, you had the extra, extra try. Way before James Brown made us proud. She bought a crib on the same street as Marvin Gaye, right there on how to drive. And she taught me how to drive. And she raised the kids, then the kids' kids. And she did it right. Taught me how to love, taught me not to cry. When I die, I hope you teach me how to fly. All my life, you've been that angel in the sky. Saying, I hope you learn to make it on your own. And if you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope it's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls that's pretty at everything. $1 million cribs, $7 million dreams. When you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing. That one man can change the world. One man can change the world.
It has been changed. No matter what the situation is, that one man changed the world by his decision to kill George Floyd. That one man, that one decision changed the world. We thought COVID-19 did it. Man, we were not ready for this. 2020, you came in with the biggity bang, bang, bang. I'm telling you. But just because it came in with the bang does not mean we're still blessed. We're still blessed. Don't count it strange that change is happening. This is a new decade. Change has to happen. It just started off right away. So accept the change. Accept what's going on. Not the looting and the rioting and all that, setting things on fire, but we don't know beautiful things come from ashes. We don't know beautiful things come from ashes. But just know we're still blessed. I got a series of Charlie Wilson, Daniel Caesar, and Krishana. She was on a Takeover Tuesday. It's my bless. Y'all, I'll come back after it's done. And we'll get into the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. But just know, we are still blessed. Rock with me. 563-999-3411. You can join in.
Think about your mercy, sing about your grace. Joy in my life has made me brand new. You're the one I long for. You're my best friend. Everything you've given, Lord, you live within.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Strength in my bones, you're the air that I breathe, you're the healer of my soul,
you have set me free.
Nothing that I've done made you be good to me, 'cause I was so wrong, still you saved me.
I love you,
love you,
I love you.
Place that I can feel you. I just wanna be near you. And yes, I'm a mess, but I'm blessed to be stuck with you. Oh, sometimes it gets unhealthy. We can't be by ourselves. We will always need each other. Yes, I'm a mess, but I'm blessed to be stuck with you. I just want you to know that if I could, I swear I'd go back. Make everything all better. Ooh. It's the things that you say, it's the way that you pray. Pray on my insecurities. I know you're feeling me. I know sometimes I do wrong. I hear the words of this song. When I go, I don't stay gone for long. I know what's going on. And yes, I'm a mess, but I'm blessed to be stuck with you. Sometimes it gets unhealthy. We can't be by ourselves. We'll always need each other. And yes, I'm a mess, but I'm blessed to be stuck with you. I just want you to know that if I could, I swear I'd go back. Make everything all better. And I'm coming back home to you. And I'm coming back home to you. I'm coming back home. I'm coming back home to you. I'm coming back home. I'm coming back home. With you, sometimes it gets unhealthy. We can't be by ourselves. We'll always need each other. Yes, I'm a mess, but I'm blessed to be stuck with you. I just want you to know that if I could, I swear I'd go back, make everything all better. Ooh.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife, you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up.
Listen.
How I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. Up the whole block.
music loud, turning loud. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. And a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Y'all, we blessed. Even though we in this mess, we still blessed. Looks like I got a caller that wanna call, who called in and wanna, you know, wanna talk with us. 346-242. Who we got? Who this is?
Of course, this is your cousin, Amaris.
Oh, Amaris is in the building. Hey, cuz, you here to join in the conversation tonight?
Yes, for sure. I had to come in, chime in, and give my peace of mind on this situation that's going on. You know, it's just like we tired, point blank, period. Mm-hmm. We are definitely tired. From Mike Brown, Trayvon Martin, you know, Sandra Bland. We just tired. And then, you know, for all this to hit home, my home city where I'm from, you know, I feel like Minneapolis is tired because this happened with Philando Castile and other black men in Minneapolis have been killed by the police. And it's just like enough is enough. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not even upset at all the young people and everybody that's just going crazy right now, because it's like, it's enough. Like, what more can we endure every day on being discriminated against? Like, we built this land, us and the Native Americans, we built this land, you know, and
mm-hmm.
that's just my opinion. And it's crazy because I live close to Washington, D.C., and they going crazy now. They
right.
making us stay home. We got curfews
down
here now.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, Trump was so scared they had to take him to the bunker.
Because
they thought they was gonna get him last night.
Wow. All right. Well, we about to go into who's up and who's getting fat. You can stay with us. I just want to hear some of your expertise of what you think on it's just topics that, you know, we be reading. So
you know, it's just, I'm 35 and it's just crazy. It's just where we are right now in the world. And then, you know, we got the pandemic going on, and then on top, I think this is just like the icing on the cake, and people just tired.
Yeah.
Period. That's it. They tired. We tired. Black people are tired. For real. And then they move, and in my opinion, they moving this police officer from jail to prison. Why y'all protecting him? He wasn't trying to protect George Floyd when he was on his neck. I don't understand it. So I just had to call in and give my two cents on the situation.
All right. Well, stay with us. Don't go nowhere. I got some who's getting fat. Like I was saying before, it's just some gossip hotlines that has to do with the Floyd situation as well. And I just want to get your insight about it. So don't go nowhere.
Okay.
I'm about to read a little bit right now. So I'm going to get into it. So we're going to start, being the ex-wife officially files for divorce. She wants nothing from him. So she filed divorce. She wants him and her name back. She doesn't want to die from him. She said in recitable breakdown of their marriage, it can't be saved. She's a realtor, a former Miss Minnesota. She doesn't want spousal support. She don't want to get spousal support. She wants an even split on their assets, and she wants her maiden name restored. She wants the title to their home. And as far as separation goes, 3 days after the killing, they got married June 12th. She is currently unemployed, but she was a realtor, so she know how to make her money. Her utmost sympathy lies with Floyd's family, with his loved ones, and with everyone who is grieving this tragedy. She has no children. She respectfully requests that her children, her elder parents, and her extended family be given safe and privacy during this difficult time. He's been charged with third-degree murder and second-degree murder. He's been moved to a max security prison, like you were saying. So do you think that was a good move on her behalf to distance herself from him?
Okay, in my opinion, this is just my opinion. That's it. I feel like she's only saying this stuff because I feel like she's just trying to divorce him to protect their assets. That's it. That's all.
Okay.
I feel like, there may be some type of, seriousness behind her statement, but I feel like she's just trying to protect her assets because she knows that he's going to go down for this. I pray to God that he goes down for this, but I really feel like she's just trying to protect him and their assets. That's it. That's the only reason why she wants to divorce.
I think she's embarrassed personally. I think that she doesn't want to be associated with the killer, which she has all rights to. I think her image for her to retain who she is as Miss Minnesota and to retain her license, she has to distance herself and say, hey, I'm not part of that. That's not who I know. That's not who I married. But, to me, I think, you know a person. So if you feel like there was some signs, you know what I'm saying? You just can't say all of a sudden,
yeah,
oh,
you do.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know when he ain't right. So I think she was maybe looking for an out and didn't have one, and now she finally has one that's solidified.
Yep.
So she can say, I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want that. Because sometimes I think we lock ourselves into a situation, especially with cops and military people, and we can't get out. So I think this finally was just her real way of saying, ooh, I can now get out without having a backlash, without my family looking at me a certain way. Because, she's loud anyway. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. Exactly. I don't know if this is true or not, but they were saying that the husband and
and her brother was also the one that was like standing up in front of everybody
mm-hmm.
when they were recording. So I don't know if that's
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's just a rumor, or maybe you can clarify that or confirm
oh,
that
no, that's
if
true.
That's true or not.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true. He was. And so we don't know if he's still in town because we know that she left. So she's no longer in Minnesota. So she's gone.
Right.
And I don't know. You know, different nationalities deal with death and things differently. So I don't know how they're going to actually deal with him in their own country as far as here. You know what I'm saying? So he's kind of, you know how they dissociate themselves from folks a lot. So I don't know how that's going to work.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work either, but I know that he should also be charged. And the other two men that were holding George Floyd's legs also need to be charged, too, because
mm-hmm.
they had some doing
mm-hmm.
with that, too.
Yep.
Because her brother
All right.
could have easily told them, stop, that's not
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
But he let him.
Absolutely.
He just stood there, like he just turned the other cheek, pretty much. That's it.
Hmm. And what the Bible say about turning the other cheek? Okay, not he didn't say turn the other cheek when there's something going wrong. He said turn the other cheek, you know, to. So you won't retaliate. So come on, you knew that you needed to do something.
Right. Most definitely.
Most definitely. So George Floyd's brother visits the death site, and his family is calling for peace. He's here, you know, in Minnesota. He's asking for the peace and love and nonviolent protest and activism to end the riots and the looting. His brother Terrence took to the Bullhorn Monday and addressed a huge crowd. The fatal interaction with the police officer. Terrence says the riot and looting happen every time people try to protest and make their point. And he says it sets everything back and overshadows the nonviolent demonstrators trying to affect positive change. As you know, the violent clashes with police and looting have marred protests across the country, with some folks carrying out brazen acts in broad daylight and all hell breaking loose under night. So, wearing a face covering with the image of his late brother, he also called for peace and led the crowd in chanting, calling for the other police officers in Floyd's fatal arrest to be charged. As reported, you know, he kneeled on the back for 8 minutes. He's on suicide watch, and he's they're asking to share the message to the crowd, no more violence, no more violence. How do you feel about that?
Are you asking me? So
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's, I mean, that's a valid statement. I feel like there should be, you know, peaceful protests going on just to show respect to George and his family. You know, I mean, that's not a lot to ask from everyone in the world, you know, to kind of just chill it down. You know, I mean, they want to honor their brother in a positive light, you know? So I definitely agree with the statement, and I feel like that's something that everybody should do, is just take a moment to just honor this man's life and respect his family's wishes at this time. You know, it's like,
yeah.
You know, it's already been a lot of damage to the city already, and it's going to take some years to rebuild, you know what I mean? So, like,
mm-hmm.
let's just stop. Let's stop looting. Let's stop breaking into other businesses and hurting one another, adding more fuel to the fire. You know what I'm saying? And let's just
yep.
protest peacefully. You know what I mean? We already got
yeah.
the point across that we tired. So now let's just
mm-hmm.
bring some calm to the storm, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's happening now, because, you know, the KKK and the anti-genders and intact and our other people that are here, they're
they're definitely making it really hard for the protest to make sense and to, you know, make it be like a purpose. They want to make it about them, and they want to see that this protest turn into about them. And so what I'm noticing about our governor and about our mayor is that they're like, listen, y'all need to leave our city. Like, this ain't going to be about us. But in the interim, as the white counterparts here that are looting and doing stuff, it's making the other people, the white people, look at them like, what are you doing? I live here too. Like, you need to go. So it's becoming a white-on-white situation, more or less than a black-on-black crime. And so now it's like the cops ain't looking at us. They're looking at y'all.
They're
saying,
looking at
okay,
them.
We need to look in your bag. We need to. We about to hurt you. I don't want to, but you messing up my city that I have to live in. So it's becoming less about what the black people want, and then us as black folks, we're coming together and showing what we're about. We're about giving back. We're about peace. We're about all those things that they tried to make it seem like we wasn't. But like I said, in the interim of things, beautiful things come out of ashes. So the beautiful thing is, yes, we're coming together. Beautiful thing is, yes, we're standing in solidarity. Beautiful thing is, we're tired. Beautiful thing is, things are being uncovered that was buried for years. The beautiful thing is that the governor, the mayor, everyone around America and United and beyond has to look and say, this injustice is real. It has to stop, and we'll burn it down, and we'll just live wherever we have to make sure that y'all understand we're tired, like you said, we're tired. God's going to have to definitely come in and say, hey, y'all tired with this fire. Now this is what we're going to do, because it's even tearing up, you know, the religious foundations. It's even tearing up who's doing what, why, who's praying, who's on the front line, who's involved. It's definitely making good points for a good change in all around the world. I think the conversation still needs to be made and had. How we gonna make this change happen? Those are the four questions that all the time needs to be made. And I think, you know, when the right people come to the table, I think we're going to have the answer, because they no longer can use us as the table. We're at the table. And that's what they've been trying for us to do. We're no longer, they can't use us as the table. So I'm about to take a music break. I'm going to put something fun on. I'm going to do some Usher and Ella Mae, Don't Waste My Time. I'm going to bring some little some liberty to this conversation. And we're going to come back, and just a heads up, we're going to talk about these medical exams. One says he was strangled. One says he had drugs in the system. Let's talk about that when we get back. Monster is Monday. Yes, here we go.
Y'all know what this is.
My mind was changed. I'm glad you made intoxicated. Your vibe's amazing. Good love in the end, baby, you know. In a rush, we've been at it where the time goes. You gonna to show me now? Cause I done had one too many drinks. And I know that you feel me the way I've been feeling you. I know all your insecurities.
you're here with somebody and you know you want their body, gone, let them make you feel alive.
Boy, it's about to go down. Feel what you're saying, come and show me now. Fellas, if you with somebody and you know you want their body, then let me hear you say it out.
Good love, no questions. Reach out and just touch me. Bad habit, don't judge me. Just don't waste my time. Good love, no questions.
No questions.
Reach out and just touch me. Bad habit, don't judge me. Just don't waste my time.
Yeah, we ain't got no time to be wasting, so don't be wasting nobody's time. But like I said, bringing it back, George Floyd, Emmy says he died from a heart attack, had fentanyl, homicide is a manner of death. They're trying to say he had some fentanyl in his system when he was killed and died from a heart attack, according to the medical examiner. The recent toxicology findings saying George died from a heart attack, which complicates law enforcement's subdual restraint and neck compression of him. This is critical, but the report also says this under how the injury occurred, experienced arrest after being restrained by law enforcement. So in other words, he suffered a heart attack while they were arresting him that complicated the efforts to subdue him. The report said his fentanyl in the system, they also found signs of recent methamphetamine use. It also says his manner of death is homicide. The results was released 6 hours after Floyd's independent autopsy showed he died from mechanical asphyxia due to Derek's knee on his neck and the officer on his back. And so that independent one says he died from asphyxia. Baton and George was dead 4 to 5 minutes in time. Chauvin and the others had pinned him, and yet Chauvin kept his knee for another 4 minutes. Michael Baden, a famous forensic doctor who has been involved with the O.J. Simpson case and Jeffrey Epstein case and many others, concluded compression pressure on Floyd was the direct cause of death. The medical examiner concluded it was a combination of asphyxia, underlying medical conditions, including hypertension and possible drugs or alcohol. Dr. Biden said there was one cause of death. You don't really have to go beyond the video to understand. He said Floyd was unresponsive 4 minutes, yet the cop kept his knee nearly 5 minutes longer. Baton dropped, said Floyd was deprived of blood flow to the brain. He also said Floyd couldn't breathe, something he repeatedly said while he was dying. Baton scoffed at the cop, saying, if you can talk, you can breathe. This is simply not the case. This is huge, significant development. Anyone charged in this case was almost certainly groomed to the Emmy's findings and argued the knee didn't cause Floyd's death. But the hypertension or something else did. BS, because they have two medical examiners, and on that one says it was homicide, so you can have homicide and asphyxia at the same time. So that, you know, in itself is saying, okay, now they're trying to play the game. That's why you get your own examiner to do the body, and that's how, you know, the defendant has to defend against the plaintiff. So it's nothing new. This is all the games that they play. It's all the things that they do to make their case. They all work together, but this also has to change because the change is coming. So if we got to uproot and move folks out because they want to stay with the good old system and the good old boys club, you will be booted out as well. So I'm telling you, things are being uncovered. Things is definitely changing. And so that's not going to fly, because you can't have both and then think that it's different, but it's common. So, like, I'm not going to get all up in arms and be like, oh, this is ridiculous. It's common. That's what they do. That's their job, to prove something different and to rule out everything. That's their job. And so we're seeing everything. That's their job. But it's the defendant's job to make sure that they're standing on truth. So.
Yep. And Tosh, this is Amaris. On another note, this man was screaming for his mother. His mom, they said his mom been dead for like 3 years.
Ooh.
To me, him screaming for his mom I feel like that man saw the light. He saw his mom on the other side, and that's why he was screaming for his mom, because he was getting ready to die. Point blank, period.
Well,
and that's
the
all
good
I'm
thing
say
is
about
he knew
it.
Who to call on. Yeah, he knew to call it. You know, his mom, like, somebody come get me, because they're going to kill me. And the good, you know, what we've learned about him, he was a good person. His heart was pure and it was in the right place. And I think if we jump on that, you know, and with the I can't breathe, but know every breath is given by God to us, every breath that we breathe, even though we can't breathe, he, you know, just call on him. He knew, you know, at that time, I'm calling my mama, and from a mama's heart, we know, I'm coming to get you, son. You're about to be a legend. You're about to make history. And so, despite everything else, legacy beyond, see that he left. So I always tell folks, leave a legacy. You might not want it to be this, but they can't go back and be like, oh, he did this, he did that. We all have a past. But his legacy now says that he was a good man. He was doing good things. He was always good to be around. That's some good stuff. Because I know sometimes, you know, when a police kill folks, they be like, oh, he wasn't a good person. We don't like him. They're taking away our seeds of good. But God, like I said, beautiful things come from the ashes. And change is definitely coming in all sectors of government, in the police department. They have to take a stand. And if you got to stand for something, you got to stand for justice. That's what you took the oath for. And it's not y'all made up justice. It's justice that was supposed to protect and serve the people. And they're giving us an opportunity to defend and take care of our neighborhoods. Okay, let's rise up and do that. Give us the power back so we can take care of what's needed to be taken care of. And then once we do that, all we need you to do is support us. But then as African-American people, we have to do right as well. We cannot get the power and then usurp the power. You know what I'm saying? We can't, you know, make our own because, let's just do it this way. No, you definitely got to be unified on what you're doing, how you're going to do it, why you're doing it, and it's going to have to help us build up the neighborhoods in a positive way that we're standing at the table and we're not being sat on no longer. And so I definitely encourage everyone to send in your money. Yeah, we need to rebuild. Y'all need to rebuild. But when you rebuild, it's a different foundation. It ain't the same old, same old. So you can't say, oh, this is how it's going to turn out. It don't work that way. So, Amaris, we're almost at the end of the show. Is there anything else that you would like to say on this monstrous Monday?
I really don't have anything else to say, but that our lives matter. Black folks' lives matter, and we just got to stick together and build something beautiful. That's it. We got to stick together so that we can show and prove that we are a race of people that can work together, that we're not against one another. We have to show them. That's it. That's all. You know? So.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. Thank you for calling in. Once again, the show has been sponsored by the Solo Me Speak Optimist, Unbelievable, Eda to the K, the SoloMeSpeaks.com. That is me, where you can hit me up and get spoken word, journals, apparel, and all that. Once again, Monster US Apparel, where you can get quotes on your chest of how you feeling right now as we speak. Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, eMonster.com. And once you support us, it supports the show to keep the show running for free. We definitely would love that. You can definitely contact all of us on our social media, just on Monster Radio, where we got a music stream 24/7, 7 days a week, all the time, music all the time. Or if you just want to come hang out and talk with us and different things like that, hey, hit us up on the Monster page. It is under construction. So, you know, but y'all can tell us how y'all want it. Facebook, IG, all of that, hit us up. We're the Monstars. I'm Miss Unbelievable, also known as DJ Litty Lit. And once again, thank y'all tonight. This conversation is not going to just end today. This conversation is going to go on forever. So once again, George Floyd, you left a legacy, young man. I can't breathe. And so now, from your I can't breathe, we all have to breathe together and stand in solidarity. Here is Respect Yourself, Nipsey Hussle. He also was gunned down. And we respect your passion. We respect you. We respect others. See y'all tomorrow for Takeover Tuesday. Yeah, it's going to be another good one. Peace out. Miss Unbelievable, DJ Litty Lit.
Make a million cash for you flatline. Make a master plan, watch it backfire. Burn it all down and collect the ash. Build it back. Respect your passion. Witness to some shit that you shouldn't see. Whisper to yourself what you wouldn't be. Victim to the block where your mama moved. Now your mind state is, I'ma do what I gotta do. It's really quite logical. You was me, you wouldn't shoot at them if they just shot at you. No trust funds, but my daughter do. First generation out of store with loot. My first record deal probably saved my life. So shout out to my nigga Draws and Johnny Shipes. My road dog doing 12 now. Trying to turn this shit to heaven cause we hellbound. Make a million cash for you flatline. Make a master plan, watch it backfire. Burn it all down and collect the ashes. Build it back, respect your passion. Hard for y'all to fathom that we came from that. Sitting in a spot we was shaving crack. Navy blue chucks, my Mercedes black. Gave it all I got, then it gave it back. 30 niggas grinding on the same street. 1,000 niggas dead from the same beef. Money to be made, but it get risky. Inside job if it look fishy. Niggas playing foul, tryna play it down. Say that they gon' kill him if he stay around. Say that they gon' book him, they just need a witness. Me, I'm tryna make an exit, all this politicking. Got my mind drifting. Time ticking, death is in the air. I'm tryna bound over my visit. Shit rough, still ride with it. Rhyme different, that's how I did it. You should. Make a million cash for you flatline. Make a master plan, watch it backfire. Burn it all down and collect the ashes. Build it back. Respect your passion.